What's up, what's up, what's up, my country people? Yeah, my name is Manuel Ash, and welcome to yet another exciting episode of Talk and Grill. This is the second week of November, and the year is gradually coming to an end. Quite interesting. As in, well, hope you are having a better time. Yes, a better time. Like I said, this is another interesting episode, and I would not like to reveal immediately what we are going to be discussing in this episode, like I've always done. But yeah, it's more like saving the best for, But I'm really going to be shaking tables today, so you guys gather for you. Stay tuned. Hey there, I am Emmanuel Harsh, and this is Talk and Grill, a lifestyle podcast of premium entertainment where we discuss topics that add value to your everyday life. Enjoy every episode. Yeah, guys, so welcome back. How was your week? And hope you had a great day today. The year is gradually coming to an end. I mean, it's December, almost December already, and people are already creating bucket lists for their family, their significant other, and things like that. Well, voila, for uno gets bucket list too. As in, yes. Speaking of which, I'm seriously enjoying every music on the A Better Time album released by Davido recently, and I'm sure you have your favorite there already. My favorite is Jowo. What else? Holy Ground, and I actually enjoy every song, every music on it, on the album, but just like three or two. And the best, yeah, the best, featuring Mayokun. Well, those ones are jam, Biggie jam. So today, we're going to be talking about, I don't know, I just feel, I don't know, I'm not really in the position to like, I'm not really in that excited position to just break it, boom, and eat it on the head. But don't worry, I'm going to play an audio now, and I need to listen to it. Maybe that will give you a glimpse of what we want to talk about.
I don't think I can do this anymore. See, I really care about you. I care about you so, so much. But I need someone that can be there for me. And you're always so busy with your camera work or your papers. And I can't do it anymore. I need someone to take care of me, someone to care for me, someone that understands that I get lonely sometimes. And that's not you right now. I need someone this high, and you're so low. And I'm sorry, it's not you, it's me. I just need more.
Oh, so bad. That sound really, really emotional. And man, yeah, no, I'm not crying. I'm not big. Oh, no, big men don't cry. I'm not crying. Well, that really slaps. She said it's not her. It's not about her. It's not about him rather. It's about her. That is just, she needs someone so, oh god. Okay, yo, so following that, if you have ever been through an heartbreak before, like heartbreak from relationship, I know the country has given us heartbreak, but I'm talking about heartbreak of relationship, you would probably be familiar with things I want to say today. But if you are new to it, or you're currently in a relationship and you're seeing symptoms, you're seeing red flags or moves, well, I'm about to share with you phrases that comes before an unfortunate heartbreak. These are things you should know so that you will not lose guard. Yes, so sometimes when ladies begin to say, not even ladies, both parties too, when you say, baby, so remember that my ex, phrases like that. Like, once they just call you, like, maybe you're having a conversation on the phone, and they just said, so, remember that my ex. Don't even listen to the rest of the part. You already know something is going on. Like, seriously. So, what are those phrases that come before an unfortunate heartbreak? Well, I'm sure you'll be familiar with some. The first one is, I think we need to talk. Yes, I think we need to talk. That's really common. Like when you guys are having a normal conversation, and the mood just changes, and they're like, I think we need to talk. Talk about what? that talk. Just be ready to go on Twitter and start sharing your experience. Like, yes. And the other one, some will be like, It's not you, it's me. Like the audio we just heard now. It's not you, it's me. If it's not you, I don't understand. I'm still trying to like decipher that phrase. They said it's not you, it's me. Okay, I'm trying to work on myself. So I just think this cannot move. Oh God, that's really unfortunate. Super unfortunate. Another tricky one that really annoys me is when they say. What would you do if we break up? Rhetorical question. Said, what would you do if we break up? Well, my brother, if it's you that they ask, just reply. Don't go and reply. I'll kill myself. Because really, you end up in a group chat, and you know they'll be start laughing. You just say, well, I'll be fine. I'll move on. At least to make things more, you know, simple. Yeah. Other phrases that comes before, that precedes an unfortunate outbreak is I've been thinking a lot, and you know they just come and say, baby, I've been thinking a lot. So I just think, see, once you just hear I've been thinking a lot, for them to come and meet you and start saying I've been thinking a lot, my brother or my sister, you have to start just prepare your mind and get the right answer to like the right. Get the right reply to, you know, just give back. Like, really, some people know about these things. It's not that you plan it, it just happened. And you can come and say I'm on a journey of self-discovery. Some people when they want to like break up with their partner, they'd be like, baby, I'm on a journey of self-discovery, so I don't think, what are you discovering? So okay, you have not been discovering yourself. I don't even understand. Come on. Say, I've been on a journey of self-discovery, so I want to like discover myself more. Wala for no discover himself, like really. The worst one now, the other part of them all, the one that used to like put me off is I used to see that as a real. They'll start with saying, I know you are going to hate me for this, but I just need to tell you. What, hate you? Are you not somebody? Hate you for what? See, my brother or my sister, once you hear that one like this, well, I would not like to relay my own personal words, what I use, but these are just common phrases that we've heard of, especially when people share their heartbreak stories and how it came about, you know. Yeah, and well, to an extent, they are really a nice intro. Yeah, so I didn't plan to make this a very long one, but I think these are the phrases that actually precede an unfortunate outbreak. So if you are currently going through it, gather body, no go lose guard. Yeah. So that's the end of the soup in the pot for this episode. Yeah, those ladies, just take note, not forget anyone who. Yeah, as in, so we've come to the end of this episode. Do share with your friends and family, and don't forget to have fun. This life now, one, enjoy your life to the maximum, always max it, and don't forget to stay safe, and you know, be good to your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Peace out, see you some other time, bye.